Hello, 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 and welcome. Glory to God, for He is good. And we are in for a treat today because we got to do this in the morning. And then later on, I have some meetings. But praise the Lord, for He is still alive and powerful. And I'm Pastor Josh Penn, and I'm here to serve you at the highest level, to allow God to speak to you, to equip you, to love you, to serve you, to give you more than you can ever ask for. And so as we go into the Word of God, we see in this passage the hidden Messiah, trusting God's timing and His purpose. Hello, Jaden. Welcome. Rachel Waters, always here. Pray to the Lord, for He is good. And we're looking into John chapter 7, verse 1 to 13. But let me ask you, have you ever been pressured by others to act like and do something before you were ready? Maybe someone pushed you to take a job, or pushed you to make a decision, or shared something before the right timing. Well, in these moments, knowing when to act, how to act, when to wait, it is absolutely crucial. And in John chapter 7, verse 1 to 13, we see how Jesus, He is faced with pressure from His brothers, from those around Him, to reveal Himself publicly at the Feast of Tabernacle, to reveal that He's the Messiah, He's the Savior. Yet Jesus, He refuses to act on their timetable. He chose instead to follow the perfect timing and purpose of God Himself. And He says, it is not my time to reveal Myself yet. My time has not come yet. And this passage challenges you to trust in God's perfect timing. Even when others don't understand, or when waiting feels difficult, you still can trust in Him. Hello, Midwalker, welcome. And so to give you context of John chapter 7, this passage takes place about 6 months after the events of John chapter 6, where Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Where many of Jesus' followers, they turned away from Him because His teaching was so hard. They couldn't understand what it meant to eat His flesh, to drink His blood, which is metaphorical, about Him being the bread of life. He was talking about not the physical, but the spiritual. And now the Feast of Tabernacle, or booths, is approaching. And this is one of the major Jewish festivals tradition to come and celebrate of God's provision in the wilderness and His ongoing blessings this day and age. So Jesus, His brothers are urging Him, pushing Him to go to this feast and to publicly display His power, His healing, His divinity. But Jesus, He chooses to remain in Galilee for a time, trusting in God's timing and His Father's timing. And so, as we dive into this passage, know that God has great plans for you, and you need to wait. You need to be patient. Like, His timing may not be your timing, but it is the best timing. And so, as I wait, also, in 2025, for the perfect timing from God, that urge, boom, for Him to tell me when to act, what to do, I am patient. And I hope you can be patient with God too, because when you wait for the Lord and you allow Him to prepare the way for you, things are gonna come out in fruition. It's gonna come out better and faster than you can ever imagine. Sunflower Power, good to see you. And so let's read this passage, John chapter 7, verse 1 to 13. After this, Jesus, He went around in Galilee, purposefully staying away from Judea because the Jews there were waiting to take His life. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to Him, "You ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracles that you do." No one wants to become a public figure, acts in secret. And since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. For now, even His own brothers did not believe in Him. Therefore, Jesus told them, The right time for me has not come yet. Keyword, yet. His time will come. For you, any time is right. And in verse 7, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that what it does is evil. You go to the festival, and I'm not going up to this festival because my time has not come yet. My time has not yet fully come. In verse 9, after he had said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers left for the festival, he also went, not publicly, but in secret. Now, at the festival, the Jewish leaders were watching for Jesus and asking, "Where is he?" And among the crowds, there was a widespread whispering about him. Some said, "He's a good man." And others replied, "No, he deceives the people." But no one would say anything publicly about him for fears of the leaders. Wow. Wesley, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you so much for your word, for your guidance, for your wisdom. We thank you so much for letting us see how Jesus operates. He knows his timing is in your perfect timing. And may we learn from Jesus, because maybe our time to move has not come yet. Maybe our time to be patient is not there yet. So we gotta be patient now. And wait on the Lord. Wait on your perfect timing. So Lord, we trust in your timing. And may you open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, so that we may receive you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And so the first point we see here is trusting God's timing over human pressure. You see, people might pressure you saying, "You gotta go. You gotta go up. It's right now, the right timing for you to go and reveal yourself. Go and show what you can do." But in verse 1 and 2, Jesus, he went around in Galilee, but he did not want to go in Judea because he knew that the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they were trying to look for a way, scheme a way to kill him, to blackmail him, to bring him down. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacle was near, Jesus remained in Galilee. He knew of the hostility that grew in Judea against him. He knew the dangers. And I think that's super wise. Like, being aware of the dangers that lie ahead. Why put yourself in that situation where you're risking your life? Because his time to die is not here yet. So he knew that he would die eventually for our sin, for our transgressions against God. But he was not ready to go to the cross yet because he had some things to do. And so as the religious leaders were seeking to kill him, he knew that it was not his time yet to go in and get crucified now. And so he stayed back. And the thing is, when he was staying back, he's like, "I'm all right. I'm going to chill here for a little longer." What did Jesus' brothers say to him? They said, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea so that your disciples there may see the works that you do." And no one who wants to be a public figure acts in secret. And since you're doing these things, show yourself to the world. And so they were pretty much saying that Jesus was acting in secret. Jesus wanted to be a public figure. No, but I don't think so. He is God himself. He himself shines bright. He himself doesn't need to promote himself, but God promotes himself. God exalts him. You see, when you humble yourself before the Lord, he will exalt you. And Jesus' brothers, they misunderstood his mission. They urged him to go public with his miracles, with his healing, with his power, seeing him as someone who should promote himself for recognition. But this word of the brothers, they reflect worldly thinking. Seeking fame, seeking success through public displays of power, it is not for us to lift ourselves up. It is for God to lift us up. And that's why we always humble ourselves before him, Malia. We walk in his ways. And then verse 5 to 6, he continues with saying, "For even his own brothers did not believe in him. And therefore Jesus told them, My time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. So he's pretty much saying, you guys can do whatever you want, anytime, but I know my timing. I know God's timing, and I am God himself. So I know that my time to die on that cross, to be persecuted, well, to be thrown in jail, to wear that crown of thorn, to be whipped on the back, to carry the cross up the Mount of Skull, to be nailed on the cross. It's not yet, but he knows that it is coming. So we can see how Jesus' brothers did not believe in him as the Messiah. Their pressure reflects unbelief and misunderstanding of his mission. And Jesus responds by trusting in God's timing, declaring that in God's timing, which in Greek is kairos, in God's timing, God appointed a moment for Jesus, which has not come yet. And so we can see how Jesus knew his timing. And maybe I want to do something, and I want to start something. And he did say, your timing, any time will do for you. But of course, I do believe in God's timing. And that really helped me through my own life. Because when I was a seminary student working part-time, I wanted to go and maybe work in some startups. Maybe go out and grow and learn and seek other jobs. But God says, be still. Know I'm God. Stay where you're at. And I stayed. And that was during the pandemic, coronavirus. And I stayed and helped the seminary get online. And then a couple years later, God said, go. It's go time. And with that go time, I took off and sent out my resume and got accepted to different jobs immediately, so quickly. And it was so amazing how fast God has turned for me. Like, it was within, in May, I sent out my resume, worked a summer job as a camp counselor, and then in August, and then September, October, I worked as a teacher in a Christian school, and then in November, I got accepted into Tree of Life Christian Church, which was a span of 6 months. Within half a year, God placed me where I would be. Now this is my fourth year just serving. And then he allowed me to be in this platform so that I can grow and learn and teach and lead the flock that is there. And so it just shows how wonderful, how amazing God's timing is, and that we can trust in him. Because if we go by our own timing and try to force things, maybe we will get something, succeed and get it too fast. But when you get too high, too fast, you know, you're only going to go down. And when you go down, you don't know how to handle it, then it would cause a crash. And you would be far worse than you started. So that's why it's so important to be patient, to wait on the Lord. And you see, the patient people will receive, I would say, blessings. Because money does go from the impatient to the patient. Wow. So, in verse 7, Jesus points out that his mission brings opposition because he confronts the sin that of the world. The sin of the world. Now, the sin of the world, what does that mean? What is sin? Sin means to turn away from God, to do the things that is disobedient to him. Sin is something that each one of us, we have, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin, the consequence of sin, is death. But in his grace and his mercy, he loves you so much that he gave his one and only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And he gave you the gift, the grace of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that's why we must put our spiritual things before materialistic things and wait on the Lord. Jesus' mission is to confront the sin of the world, is to fight it, is to combat against it, and is to overcome it. and defeat it so that you and I may be saved, April and Lady. Amen. And he refuses to act according to human pressure, choosing instead to wait for the Father's perfect timing. Now, I know I can be pressured as well. And there's a lot of pressure all around me. But I long to serve the Lord the best I can. And sometimes I still give in to the pressure, especially when I'm trying to serve my wife. I'm trying to give her the best. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we gotta be patient. We gotta ask God for his guidance and his wisdom in everything that we do. And so the key lesson here is trusting God's timing means resisting that human pressure, resisting your fleshly desires and pressure that is causing you to wanna do things on your own power. You must absolutely wait for God's perfect plan to unfold, to allow him to build you up so and prepare you so that you're ready for when that opportunity comes. Because if you're not ready for when the opportunity comes, then what would happen? You would miss that opportunity. You would butcher that opportunity. You would not be able to sustain and be ready to take on that opportunity that is in front of you. And let me tell you, there's going to be way more opportunities in front of you in the future. So you don't have to FOMO into one or the other, because we know that there's so many. We're just so blessed. So just think about my life, how God, he has given me so many opportunities that I could not have asked for. The opportunity to speak to each one of you guys, to minister, to encourage, and to walk with you guys so that you may be made stronger, so that God can bless you all the more, Wesley, Polo. And so are you allowing human pressure to dictate your decisions, whether it's the culture, the government, or are you trusting in God's perfect timing? You see, when Jesus waited for God's perfect timing, he did not act prematurely, because he knew if he acted prematurely, it would disrupt his mission. So, just like when you plant seeds in the garden, you cannot force it to grow faster. No matter how much you water it, tend the soil, the plant will grow on its perfect timing. And the plant will grow faster on their natural timing. And so, place your trust in God's timing. Because there is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. And those who wait on the Lord, you shall renew. The Lord shall renew your strength. And so resist the worldly pleasure and pressures. Don't let anyone to push you into decisions outside of God's timing. You gotta seek him and for his guidance, for his timing. And trust him and pray and wait for his direction, his wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment in every single situation that you're in. Even if you're in a tough situation, know that it is seasonal. It will go away one day. And when you're trusting God's timing, he will lead you into his perfect plan and promise. That's the good news. And so, following God's purpose is the second main point. Following God's purpose, even when misunderstood. And so in verse 10, his brothers, they left for the festival. They left to go party. And then he came a little after, but not publicly, but in secret. And so Jesus, he does eventually go to the feast, but he does so quietly on his own terms, not because his brothers suggested it, but because he follows God's purpose, God's timing, and not human expectations. You see, you may feel like you don't meet the expectations of some people. But in reality, expectations are something that may be too high, something that may be unrealistic. But I guess it could be a disappointment when those expectations are not met. But if you say you're going to do something, I do expect you to carry it out. I do expect you to be 100% integrity, 100% honest and truthful with the things you say. You gotta let your words be impeccable. You cannot be going around telling lies. You gotta let whatever you speak, speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using words to speak against yourself or gossip about others. Use the power of your words in the direction of truth and love. And so with that, you got to continue walking in God's way, even when you feel like everyone is misunderstanding you, just like the brothers misunderstood Jesus. But if they misunderstand you, don't take anything personally, because nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. And what you're immune to, when you're immune to these opinions and actions of others, you won't be a victim of needless suffering. And so don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Have the courage to ask questions, courage to express what you really want, and communicate with others clearly so that you can avoid misunderstandings, sadness, drama. And with this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. And so don't make assumptions. And last of all, always do your best for God. The best is going to change from the moment to moment. It will be different when you're healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstances, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. A lot of people, they can't understand themselves. They can't trust themselves because whatever they say became something that was of a lie. But when you're impeccable with your word, when you do your best with what you say you're going to do and you do it, take action, then you're going to see things come into fruition in your life. And so as we look at this, we got to follow God's purpose, God's way, not take things personally. And in verse 11, God bless you, Leah. Jesus, his absence sparks curiosity and division among the people. Some see him as a good man, while some others, they accuse him for deception, for deceiving people. And this division highlights a varied response to Jesus, a belief, confusion, and outright rejection, showing that, you see, they don't know who the Messiah is completely. He's still hidden. He's still not revealed completely to them, but he's revealed to each one of us. We can see that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the one that sets us free. Jesus overcame the grave, sin, death, darkness, and brought you into his marvelous light. And so, in verse 13, it said, but no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the leaders. And that's talking about the brothers. And fear of the religious leaders, they stifles open discussion about Jesus. Well, I guess it's not only the brothers, but also the Jewish people. And even those who think he is a good man are hesitant to speak boldly because they're still unsure of who he is. And then even the disciples, his apostles, at first when he was arrested and he hung on the cross, what did they do? They hid. Peter denied him 3 times. And so later on, after he rose from the dead, gave them the Holy Spirit, ascended to heaven, they actually were not fearful in speaking of his name. And so Jesus' mission is often misunderstood, often opposed, especially in this world, because the world does not like being exposed of their sin. The world does not like being exposed of their secret, of their evilness. Yet Jesus, he still remains faithful to the Father's purpose, to carrying out the cross to the very end. And that's why it's absolutely important that we continue being faithful to the very end, just like Jesus was, as we follow him. And so the key lesson here is that faithfulness to God's purpose often means being misunderstood, being opposed by others. People are going to call you crazy. People are going to say, man, what you're saying is baloney and I don't understand you. But true discipleship requires following God, requires following Jesus, even when it is difficult, Dr. Hazel Bunny. Just think about an artist working on a masterpiece. Others may not understand the vision or the process, but this artist just keeps painting, keeps working it, knowing that the final result will speak for itself. And similarly, Jesus remained faithful to his mission. Even when others misunderstood him, he still carried out the will of the Father. He said, or Paul, he wrote, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." And so, pretty much this is saying that if you are a servant of Christ, then you would long to please Christ first, even if it is at the cost of displeasing other people, even if it is the cost of broken or the relationships with people just not clicking. Well, he was willing to lay his life down for us. Jesus was willing to do that. And then if you are a servant of God, then you will put Jesus first in your life. You allow him to transform your life. And you allow him to build you up. Because blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said. And so focus on God's approval. Don't let the fear of others' opinions keep you from obeying God. You got to put God first in your life. If you don't, then you're going to put other things first. But in the end, who's the one that gives you a gift that is of eternity? Who gives you the best of the best? That is God himself. So why not honor him? Why not go to him and commit your life, your 2025, to God? And stay faithful on your mission, following God's purpose for your life. Even if others misunderstand you, oppose you, persecute you, God is still in control. And you will overcome and you will grow stronger. And so when you remain faithful to God's purpose, he will use you to accomplish his greater plans. And his plans are good. His will is good. His thoughts are great. And that's why we got to go to him and trust in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, looks like I only got 2 points today. But in conclusion, John chapter 7, verse 1 to 13, we see Jesus trusting in God's timing and his purpose, even when faced with pressure and misunderstanding. And so, are you trusting in God's timing in your life? Does this mean that you just sit back and do nothing? No, absolutely not. This means that you go to God in prayer, you go to God in the Word, you consult him, and you do your due diligence, and you work hard still, because you are a representative of heaven, of God. You are Christ's ambassadors. Or, a lot of people, they're still allowing human pressure to push them into premature decisions. So, I would choose to go in God's timing, always, so that he can do great things through me. Because I want to serve him the best I can. You see, are you willing to follow God's purpose as well? Even if it means that you may feel some rejection, feel some persecution, feel misunderstood and opposed by others. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's better to be approved by God. He's going to give you far greater reward. It might not feel good, but eventually you will get stronger and stronger. You'll know how to handle the situation even better. And so we got to focus on God's approval and not people's approval, because God's timing is perfect timing. So remember that. Resisting human pressure and waiting for his plan to unfold instead. God's timing is wonderful timing. God's timing is so good. And so you gotta trust him. You see, God is working in the background. Even when you don't see it, even when you don't feel it, he's working. And now, behold, lo and behold, I know he's still preparing another thing for me in the future. So I'm not worried. I'm just here, chilling, walking in his ways, because his purpose is worth the cost. You see, the sacrifice that he has given to us, his life, his son, Jesus, who died for us, has given you eternal life, has given you joy and peace and greater things. And so stay faithful to him, even when others misunderstand you or oppose you, because God's approval is what matters most. Don't let the fear of people's opinions hold you back from obeying him. He is so much better. And so will you respond today by committing to seeking God's guidance in every decision, trusting in his timing. Go to him in prayer, in the word, in community. Will you choose to respond today by staying faithful to his purpose, even when it's hard and others to understand? Like Noah, he spent 100 years building that ark, staying faithful to his purpose. And then when the rain came, when the flood came, he and his family were saved. And you can respond also by focusing on pleasing God above all else, putting him first in your life, knowing that his approval is what truly matters. So will you commit to doing this today and 2025? Because Jesus, he trusted in the Father's timing and his purpose perfectly. And even when others pressured him to act differently, he still stayed his lane and did not give in. So will you follow his example and trust God with your life today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you're so good, so wonderful, so amazing. We come before you as your servants, as your children. We come to you knowing that you have prepared a way, you have given us so much things, more than we can ask for. So Father God, we just pray that you continue leading us, guiding us, showing us the way. We know your timing is perfect, and that's why we will put our life upon your timeline. Allow you to do what you want to do. We will be faithful. We will be diligent. We will do the preparation and due diligence, and so that you can operate through our life completely on that perfect timing. So Father God, we lift our hand to you in surrender, and we declare you as our Lord and Savior. Lord God, I pray that everything gets done smoothly, that everyone has a good day today, and that you would protect them, lead them, guide them, bless them, build them up higher and higher in you. We love you so much. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Thank you for being a part of the family. And if you enjoyed this video, thank you for the like, subscribe, follow. Thank you for just being a part of this place. And if you did not enjoy this video, I promise you, I'll do better next time. God is good. Autumn, Dr. Hilda Bunny, D. Taveras. Amen. Chastity, praise the Lord. He is good. And Sunflower Power, Wesley, call me Phil. Good to see you. And Midwalker, amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Well, God is good. May you have a blessed day. May God continue building you up, Polo, Wesley, and we have more to come. And so I will see you guys next time, tomorrow, as we continue doing this each and every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Adios for now. Panda out for now. Take care. Thank you so much, Wesley.